by a judge. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Rural Arizona counties plan to conduct a full hand count of ballots from the current election. The ruling from Pima County Superior Court Judge Casey McGinley came after a full day hearing on Friday where opponents presented their case and called witnesses as candidates for governor do last minute campaigning.
Democratic candidate for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says she knew this race would come down to the wire.
I anticipate that we'll be in recount territory, obviously less than 1%.
Citing a new state law requiring a recount if the difference between the top two running is within 0.5% of total votes cast for both sides. Previously, the variance was 0.1%, denying suggestions that Democrats didn't focus enough on the economy.
I'm hearing from Arizonans across the state about how they're feeling the pinch of inflation. We have plans to tackle that.
Her GOP opponent, Carrie Lake, running on education policy, border security, and lowering taxes on groceries and rent. In Arizona, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp is hoping for another term as governor.
We've had folks coming in to campaign for us. You know, we are targeting every voter in the state, including the suburbs and a lot of other voters that traditionally haven't voted Republican in the last cycle or two.
Democrat Stacey Abrams blasted Kemp's stance on abortion.
He banned abortion in 2019 by one vote in the House and three votes in the Senate. As your governor, I'm getting our rights back. I'm going to restore the right to choose in the state of Georgia.
This is more than 65,000 ballots have been challenged in Fulton County, the state's most populous county. Hurricane watches have been posted for the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coast as subtropical storm Nicole approaches. Forecasters say it could bring a prolonged period of hazardous weather. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Italy's new government is challenged in court after blocking migrants on a charity ship from entering the country.
A charity is taking the Italian government to court because it won't let all the migrants it rescued at sea disembark in Sicily. SOS Humanity has said the law of the sea stipulates the obligation to give people rescued from distress a safe place. There are two ships now in a standoff anchored in Catania, Sicily, refusing to go until everyone has disembarked. The Italians let some off, those deemed most fragile, but there are a few hundred still on board, according to reports. Italy's new government accuses charity ships of serving as de facto taxis, shuttling people to a better life. There are two further charity ships at sea that have been denied permission to dock. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
New Twitter boss Elon Musk is saying the platform will permanently suspend any account that impersonates another. The message coming after several celebrities changed their Twitter display names to Elon Musk in reaction to Musk's decision to offer verified accounts for a price. The new list of words that Americans seem to frequently mispronounce.
If you can't pronounce the word acai, you're not alone. The analyst at Unscrambled Words, an online resource for games like Scrabble and Words with Friends, looked up the top words Americans just can't seem to pronounce. Aside from acai, you have gyro, usually pronounced gyro, Omicron, thanks to the pandemic, charcuterie, and the Vietnamese surname Nguyen, spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. and gnocchi. Last month, the folks at Merriam-Webster released a list of mispronounced words like awry, epitome, and yes, acai.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Wall Street stocks rose on this election eve. The Dow added 423. The Nasdaq gained 89. The S&P plus 36 points. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.